This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president is preparing to visit Washington this week in what would be his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion started in February. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Three AP sources confirmed Vladimir Zelensky's highly sensitive trip, which they say could still be called off due to security concerns. The visit said to include an address to Congress Wednesday and a meeting with President Biden. Zelensky said in his nightly address, it's a key week for Ukraine to secure what it needs for the long winter fight. His visit comes as Congress is set to vote on a spending bill that includes about $45 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine, the biggest American infusion yet. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is asking the Supreme Court to end asylum restrictions for migrants, but also asked the court for a delay until at least after Christmas. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Migrants have been denied rights to seek asylum under Public Health Rule Title 42 on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. The federal government acknowledged in its response to the Supreme Court on the issue that the end of Title 42 will likely lead to disruption and a temporary increase in unlawful border crossings, but asked the court to reject efforts by a group of conservative-leaning states to keep Title 42 in place. Those states have warned of an unprecedented calamity at the southern border. With the decision on what comes next going down to the wire, pressure is building in communities along both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A parade to celebrate Argentina's World Cup was cut short because too many people. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on Tuesday banned university education for females nationwide as the hardline Islamists continue to crush women's rights to education and freedom. Washington condemned the decision.
The United States condemns in the strongest terms the Taliban's indefensible decision to ban women from universities, to keep secondary schools closed to girls, and to continue to impose other restrictions on the ability of women and girls in Afghanistan to exercise their human rights, and their fundamental freedoms.
U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the ban on higher education comes less than 3 months after thousands of girls and women sat for university entrance exams across the country. Thailand's military rescue teams on Tuesday raced against time to find survivors after a Navy ship sank over the weekend in choppy waters. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Thailand's Navy discovered the bodies of six Marines on Tuesday after a small warship sank in treacherous waters at the weekend. Around two dozen Marines were still unaccounted for by Tuesday afternoon. Some of those missing were without life vests. Dozens were forced to abandon the HTMS Sok Ho Tai late on Sunday after it was knocked over by 13-foot waves and strong winds. The U.S.-made corvette, in use since 1987, was carrying 105 military personnel. Most were saved before the boat sank, but dozens had to abandon ship in rafts and life jackets.
The U.S. Congress is on the cusp of approving a nationwide ban on using TikTok on government devices because of perceived security risks, thrusting the hugely popular video sharing platform into a delicate position over Washington's ties to China. After a Senate vote last week, the U.S. House of Representatives could this week adopt a law prohibiting the use of TikTok on the professional phones of civil servants. The measure would follow bans in nearly 20 U.S. states where Republicans have led the attack against TikTok, arguing that its ownership by Chinese firm ByteDance makes the app unsafe for Americans. A powerful earthquake that rocked a rural stretch of Northern California has cut off power to 70,000 people and damaged roads and homes. 11 injuries were reported after the magnitude 6.4 earthquake early Tuesday near Ferndale. Ferndale's a small community over 200 miles northwest of San Francisco and close to the Pacific Coast. Officials say there was some damage to buildings and infrastructure, but the scale of damage is minimal compared to the strength of the quake. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.